Not all of life's turns are sought after. Some find us, and some are known only to those who live them, leaving those behind left to wonder. Writer Bob Sloan recalls the example of one elderly uncle.
The richest of my blood kin by far. Great Uncle Ezra was worth nearly $1 million when he died. Serious pile of money in the 1950s. But he dressed like a pauper. He always wore the same tattered overcoat and greasy old hat, and spent his days pushing a beat-up old shopping cart along U.S. 60, picking up pop and beer bottles for the deposit. He might stop at a grocery store for a miser's lunch, 15 cents worth of crackers and cheese, but Ezra wasn't interested in conversation, unless it concerned a piece of property for sale. He was property crazed. A schoolteacher most of his life, Ezra was never out of work during the Great Depression. Whenever a bank foreclosed and then auctioned someone's farm, he was first in line to bid on it. Others might be ashamed to acquire property under such circumstances, but that's where Ezra's fortune came from. On his deathbed, Ezra told his few visitors he wished he could convert all his property into a pile of cash, stacked in front of a roaring fire. With his final breath, my uncle wanted to kick all that money into the flames. If somebody'd run a meanest man in the county contest, Ezra would have won hands down. He's the creepiest old thing I've ever seen. Ezra was dead and buried long before I was grown, and I never gave him much thought, till someone gave me an old photograph of two moonlight school instructors. These were men who, back before the First World War, taught illiterate mountain people from lonesome ridges and distant hollers how to read and write. County schoolhouses were packed any night a full moon lit the rough paths and dry creek beds that passed for roads in those days. Grown men and women, who'd never had schooling, were anxious to read family Bibles or write letters to kin that had moved north to factory towns. That photograph depicts two proud, well-dressed young men. They kept regular school by day and surrendered their evenings to give others the gift of scripture and letters. The names of these generous and committed young educators are written across the top of the picture, and one is that of my mad miser uncle, whose old age completely lacked any such generosity or grace. Sometimes I study that smiling, handsome young man in his pressed suit and high-collared white shirt. They say pictures don't lie, but this one doesn't answer the question it raises. What could have turned that happy young man into a shabby, miserable wretch of an old man who cared only about money? There's not a soul in this world that knows the answer.
The comments of Bob Sloan, a writer who lives near Moorhead, Kentucky. He comes to us from member station WMKY in Moorhead.